And now it's time for Power of Prophecy with your host, former professor at the University of Texas at Austin, career United States Air Force officer, and best-selling author, Tex Mars.
Hello, friends. This is Tex Mars, and welcome to another edition of Power of Prophecy. Well, we are in very fascinating days in America. We continue to have economic catastrophes, problems. Seems like there's a little bit of recovery, but just not enough. Jobless rate sitting at 9.6%. That's the official jobless rate. But the unemployment rate, the experts, the analysts say, could be as high as 20 to 25%. Many people have just given up and they quit looking. And when you quit looking, well, you're not a statistic anymore. I guess you're a human being, but the government says you don't exist. You're not looking for a job, so they don't count you as unemployed, even if you've just given up. You're just so disillusioned. Well, we've got that sitting in front of us right now. And then very soon now, people will vote in the election, the midterm election, after 2 years, vote for congressmen and one-third of the senators. Senators, of course, U.S. senators, are chosen each 6 years. But every 2 years, one-third of the Senate is voted upon. So you can only boot out one-third of the senators every 2 years, but you can boot out all of the House of Representatives if you so choose, and if the voting machines aren't rigged. But we know that many voting machines in many states are rigged, which is another problem that Americans have today. We also know that there are many able and willing candidates for office that the two major political parties shove to the background because they want somebody who will be a puppet, who will go along with wars and wars and perpetual wars for perpetual peace, and who will go along with the environmental trash that were served up about Mother Earth and global warming, and will go along with more billions of dollars for the bankers and more taxes for the little people. So they send away our young people to war, and they die, and they have limbs severed, and they're damaged for life. They suffer psychological trauma or physical disaster all their lives because of what happened to them in Iraq or Afghanistan or Yemen or Pakistan or wherever. We're conducting wars all over the face of the planet right now, seems like, but mostly in the Middle East because Israel wants us to be their bully boy. And they control American politics. As you know, from my video, Rothschild's Choice, Rothschild, the Jewish trillionaire, and his Jewish cohorts run this White House. And they chose Barack Obama. You know, it's interesting, even the head of the Black Muslims, the Nation of Islam, Louis Farrakhan, told a television interviewer recently, he says, about Barack Obama, he says, "Did you know that Barack Obama was selected before he was elected?" Well, of course. All our presidents have been selected before they were elected. And you know, that's what I'd like to talk to you about. It's midterm here. Almost 2 years of the Obama disaster have occurred now, and we have more people out of work. The economy is no better off, regardless of what they tell you. And every day, every moment, we're courting total economic meltdown. And yet people have political thoughts in their minds. Who am I going to vote for this November? Who am I going to vote for in 2012? Who will be America's president? Will Obama be a one-termer like Jimmy Carter was? Will he be put out of office after only 4 years? Well, you know, as is my style, I'm a very curious man, Tex Mars. I'll bet you are too. And it seems to me that if we just look very close, we can divine the future a little bit. You know, it's not hard. There are the chosen ones, those who are selected before they're elected. For example, take Jimmy Carter. He was a member of the Council on Foreign Relations and the Trilateral Commission. He really did believe in a new world order, but he was, in some ways, he was an honest man, a Christian of sorts, although a little bit liberal. And the big boys swept him into office, but they didn't make him happy, because one thing about Jimmy Carter was he really did believe in those things. He believed in peace on earth, goodwill. He didn't believe in wars. He didn't like wars. He didn't like deaths. He didn't want to go around sending our military all over the world killing people. He really did want a peaceful new world order. You see, people like Rockefeller and Rothschild and the Clintons and the Obamas, it's all just talk to them, but Jimmy Carter really believed it. You know, when Lenin seized power in the Kremlin in Moscow and Soviet Russia in 1917, he said power to the people. But of course, he didn't mean it at all. What he meant was death to the people, power to the vanguard of the proletariat, the small group of commies. They don't always say what they mean, do they? Jimmy Carter did, though. I'd like to see all the nations get together as one. I'd like to see all the people love each other. I'd like to see all the religionists hold hands. Oh, yes. I'm sure when Rockefeller and Rothschild and all the others saw what they had put in office, they said, let's get rid of this dude fast as we can. Let's get somebody diabolical in there who says those things but doesn't really mean them. Who doesn't really want world peace? Who doesn't want to get rid of nuclear weapons? We need to get somebody in there that wants war, death, who's a thief, will steal the people's money. Jimmy Carter didn't want to steal people's money. He actually wanted to reduce taxes for the small people. They don't want to do that. Not the elite, not the Illuminati. That's just talk for them. Well, so really, who is the Illuminati's choice for 2012? Let's just go right to 2012. What about that? You say, golly, Tex, you're sort of starting early. More than 2 years till 2012. Not really. Hey, you know, they start campaigning. Remember Hillary Clinton? I think she started 4 years early campaigning for president, but she didn't even get it. She didn't get the Democrat nomination. But 2 years is nothing. I understand that Sarah Palin has already reserved the hotel rooms in Iowa. That's the first city where they have the caucuses for the Republican Party. Iowa. That's where it all starts. Used to be New Hampshire, where they have the first primary, but now it's the caucuses, in other words, the actual physical meetings in the various counties of the state of Iowa. So Palin's already ready to go and start campaigning in Iowa. Sarah Palin wants to be president of the United States. I don't think she's ever going to make it, but she wants it. Why won't she make it? I don't think the Illuminati elite want her. She's just a propagandist. She's just a pretty face that they put out there. They have their reasons for putting it out there. Don't get me wrong. But I don't think they'll ever make her president. Now, the real question is, who is the Illuminati's choice? Who have they selected for 2012? Now, it may be a surprise to me. Now, this is not from God. I'm just looking, and I'm divining, in a sense, if you want to use that term, who the Illuminati want. And they can change their mind in 2 years. I mean, Satan has a right to change his mind. He once served God, but he changed his mind, decided to be the devil. Too bad for him. Satan's people often change their minds. But as it is right now, I think I already know who's going to run. If the Illuminati elite do not make a different choice later on. I think they've already got everything all set up. And I want to tell you about that today. Who is the Illuminati choice for 2012? I want to give you his name. I want to tell you a little bit about him, what he's doing. I want to tell you about his plans for America. Now, right now, Barack Obama is doing a pretty good job for them. You say, oh, no, all Americans are upset with him. They don't care what you think. Well, 70% of America don't want him to be president again. So what? If the Illuminati elite want him, he'll be president. And he's doing a good job for them. He gave all that money to the bankers. Trillions. Even foreign banks got our money. You don't think that's good? Wall Street had their wrists slapped. You've been a bad, bad boy. Now you're going about your business. Oh, by the way, don't you need another $26.3 trillion? Oh, here it is then. Now you be good little boys, you Wall Streeters, you Jewish billionaires. that's what Obama did. And he gave us socialist medicine. And it's just starting to take place. In 2013, they're going to wait till after the next election to really sock it to you in terms of the Obamacare, medical care, socialism. It's going to take over most of your life. You wait and see. But the Illuminati's medical care program doesn't really crank in until 2013. They're waiting until after the next election. And then you'll get angry then when you see what the communist socialist medical system is all about. You'll really see it in operation, but it'll be too late. When they begin to tell you about the year 2018 or 2020, you've got cancer. Well, you know, that just costs too much. We're not going to let you have radiology. We're not going to let you have chemo. Go home and die. Our euthanasia panel has decided, after all, you're 55 years old. You're worthless anyway. Now, if you remember the Illuminati elite, we could let you live like David Rockefeller to the age of 90. But you're a 55-year-old useless eater. You're one of those right-wing nationalist Americans. Ew! Go home and die of your cancer. We're not going to give you treatment. You say they'd never do that, Tex. Oh, boy. Are you living with wearing rose-colored glasses? Now, I want to talk to you about the slate of people who are possibilities for president. Then I'm going to tell you who I think is going to get it. Now, right now, as far as presidency itself, Barack Obama is still number one in line. He's faltered a little bit because he hasn't really charged up the imagination of the people. They say even Europe and Asia are sort of turned off now by Obama. You know, they were making him like the Messiah. I mean, he was like the new Roman emperor. He was the god. All the media built him up into a 25-foot, you know, gargantuan Goliath style. But Goliath fell big, and Obama's not looking too good. He's not popular among the people. If they can get somebody to accomplish what Obama's doing, look at his accomplishments. That guy's got about five wars going on at once. We're fighting down in Colombia. We're fighting, helping the Mexicans out in Mexico. We're in Iraq. We're in Afghanistan. We got 120,000 troops in Afghanistan. And even though Obama came out and said, the war in Iraq is over, they still have 55,000 Americans there. How could a war be over when you still have 55,000 Americans over there fighting and some dying every week? The war is over. Reminds me of old George Bush. You know, flew that airplane into the, you know, assisted by a pilot. Flew that fighter jet there on the aircraft carrier, declared mission accomplished in Iraq. And since the mission accomplished, of course, was accomplished, of course, we've had thousands more Americans die there. Wow. That's sort of double-mindedness, isn't it? Mission accomplished. Then they fight on for years and thousands die. 20 or 30,000 have their limbs cut off. And IEDs, these roadside bombs. The war's not over. We're fighting in Afghanistan, Iraq, Colombia, Yemen, Pakistan. And now the Jews say, that ain't enough. Go into Iran. Attack there too. Kill those Arabs. Get them. The Persians too. Yeah, absolutely. If they had their choice, we'd be fighting in Syria. We'd be fighting in Libya. Meanwhile, we're helping fight guerrillas in Indonesia, in the Philippines. You may not realize this. Friends, we got troops in 120 nations on earth. That's why they got to cut your Social Security and Medicare so they can pay for all the war bills. So that contractors like Halliburton and all the others can make all their money. Oh, boy. What a world. I was looking at the people. Let me give you some of the possibilities for 2012. Well, first of all, they put a new man out. His name is Eric Cantor. He's a young guy. Wears glasses. Nice-looking young man. He's a representative in the House of Representatives from the state of Virginia. But every time you turn around, Eric Cantor is in front of the cameras now. Boy, they're pimping him. They're pushing him to the top. Would you like to know why Eric Cantor is Jewish? He's a Jewish congressman. Oh, they want a Jewish man to be president. And if he can't be president, maybe he can be vice president. And then with one bullet from an assassin, because the vice president is only a heartbeat away from the Oval Office, Eric Cantor could be president. Wow. I expect he could be the vice presidential selectee. He's Jewish. He's been chosen. Perhaps to be vice president of the United States. He's too young and inexperienced, unknown, to run for the presidency. But they'll give it to somebody else, and then when he gets killed, ka-ching, the cash register will sound, and a Zionist Jew and Israel firster named Eric Cantor could become president. Now, there's also, of course, Mike Huckabee. Mike Huckabee helped him out last time. They wanted Obama to win. The only way Obama could win, the Illuminati figured, was to have a very weak Republican to run, John McCain. But it looked like John McCain was hated by most of the Republicans. How could he possibly win? Well, the way he did it was they had Mike Huckabee stay in the race till the bitter end. And Mike Huckabee and Mitt Romney pretended to be conservatives. And they got all the conservative Republican votes. And they split it between them. Meanwhile, the moderate liberal McCain sort of slipped in between them. He wasn't the majority choice of the Republicans, but he was the plurality, meaning he had more than Huckabee and Romney. Now, if Huckabee had dropped out of the race, he was third, but he would get 20% here, 15% here, 10% in this state. And each time, it was just enough of the vote to deny Mitt Romney a win. Mitt Romney being second in the sweepstakes for the Republican nomination. So it turned out that Huckabee staying in the race kept Romney from getting it. Now Romney, he'll kiss up to the Illuminati too, but they preferred McCain. Because McCain is a weak, doddering old fool, and, well, that would allow Obama, the young intellectual messiah, black man, to win. And that's exactly what happened. Huckabee is being rewarded now. He's been given, I'm sure, several million dollars a year in payment. And they have the Mike Huckabee Show on Fox News Network. He's been rewarded. And they might let him run again for president. And they might even make him vice president. He's right up their alley. Look at Mike Huckabee. Did you know as governor of Arkansas, he signed a state law into effect which gave illegal aliens free tuition? Free college tuition in state universities in Arkansas. If you want to go to the University of Arkansas, you had to pay more as a citizen of Arkansas than an illegal alien paid for tuition to one of the schools there. And if you were from one of the other 49 states, you had to pay three times as much. Huckabee said, I was just doing my Christian duty, trying to help those illegal immigrants to get an education. And that's why I gave them free tuition that even that American citizens from Arkansas didn't have. I was a Christian about it. Don't you understand? He used to be a Southern Baptist pastor, they say. I suppose he was. Then there's Mitt Romney, former governor of Massachusetts. The Illuminati would like this guy. Now think about it. He claims to be a Republican, but boy, is he ever for Israel. Pro-Israel, like Huckabee is. And Romney says, Israel deserves the land. Israel is the one. We need to give them all the help we can, all the military aid, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Should we be over there fighting these useless wars in the Middle East? Romney said, absolutely. We need to send more troops over there. We need to keep it going to fight terrorism. More war, more war, more blood. That's Romney. How does he feel about the homosexuals and the gays? Remember, most of the Illuminati are homosexual perverts. themselves. They would like to have a president who agrees with their lifestyle. Does Romney agree? Well, as Sarah Palin would say, you betcha. You say, Tex, that's not true. Surely, Romney, he's a Mormon. Man, don't you know what Mormons are? They're Satanists. You say, Tex, I'm a Mormonist. I'm not a Satanist. I'm a Mormon. You know, friend, you better figure out the name of your God. It's Lucifer. You don't worship Jesus because you believe Jesus is only God of planet Earth. He's not God of the whole world, not of the whole universe. That's what your founder, Joseph Smith, taught. That's what your prophet in Salt Lake City at the tabernacle says, that Jesus is not God of the universe. He's only God of one planet, and that there are millions of gods in the universe, and that Jesus is a big polygamist up there with all kind of wives sitting up there ruling Earth. But he's only one of many gods. That's what you Mormons teach. Don't try to tell me you're a Christian. That's why the Bible says there's another gospel and another Jesus. It does. Not everybody that says Jesus, Jesus is going to enter into the kingdom of heaven. Jesus said on that day, the day of judgment, that many will say, look at all the things I did in your name, Jesus. And you know what Christ is going to say to them? Depart from me, ye workers of iniquity. I never knew you. Glenn Beck, Mitt Romney. That day's going to come. You're going to stand there and say, Jesus, I'm a Mormon. I know you. And Jesus is going to say, I've never seen you. In terms of my kingdom, I don't know you. You're not born again. You believe in another Jesus. You believe in the Mormon Jesus. You don't believe in me. You're not my child. Depart from me into the hell that I prepared for you. Actually, did you know that Jesus prepared hell for Satan and his angels? It was built for Satan and his angels. But the book of Habakkuk in the Bible says that hell is ever being enlarged. A lot of people say, I wonder if there's going to be room for me down there. Oh, yes. They're always renovating it and enlarging hell. They will have room for you. Your reservations are made if you don't believe in Jesus. They're already made, friends. Now, don't go to Expedia or Priceline.com. You know, don't call up some 1-800 number for some hotel chain, but they got a place for you in hell. Habakkuk says hell is ever being enlarged because people are more and more wicked. So God is allowing the devil to keep building new additions. Some people say, well, my denomination doesn't believe in hell. Yeah, I know. I know what you believe. That's too bad. Well, hell's just, you know, Billy Graham said hell is that's just a state of mind. Yeah, well, that's going to be one burning hot place, friend. You're going to be suffering from your state of mind. Your state of mind is going to be pretty pitiful, let me tell you. It's no state of mind. It's a place. It's a hell. And you're going there. If you don't believe what the Bible says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. The Bible says that God wishes that no man perish. He would be appreciative. He would love it if nobody went to hell. But unfortunately, there are just millions of people who say, I will not have this man, Jesus, to rule over me. I reject him. And if you're God, do you want somebody in your kingdom who says, I will not have you to rule over me? Why would he take you in his kingdom? He's not going to. It's a shame. It's sad. It's tragic. And even the angels in heaven may cry tears over your fate, your destiny. But it's going to happen. If you do not believe in me, you will die in your sins, Jesus told the Jews. But it stands for everybody. Now, Governor Mitt Romney, when he was governor of Massachusetts, he favored same-sex marriage, gay marriage. Now he says he's not for it. But when he was governor, he was for it. He's flip-flop and changed his mind. Of course, after you vote him in as president, he'll change his mind again, won't he? Now, that's one thing you got to know about Tex Morris. You know, there's a lot of things that people say about me. Some true, some not true. I don't lose sleep over anybody that lies about me. I feel sorry for them. They're tragic. They're pitiful people that they have to lie about me. But I read about things about me that I've never known before. They're not even true. And they say things about this ministry that are not true. But that's okay. One guy said, just recently I was reading online some chat page, they were talking about Tex Morris. And one guy said, you know, I've been following his ministry for 20-something years. You know what I don't like about him? That's what this guy said. You know what I do not like about Tex Morris? He has never changed his doctrine. It's always the same. He never updates it. He still believes in the same Bible and the same Christ and the same doctrines. What's wrong with that guy? He needs to update a little bit. Things have changed in the world. You can't stay with the old stuff in religion. And I read that. That's his chief criticism of me. I like that. I didn't have time, but I felt like writing a back email to the guy, his email address there, and say, hey, friend, I like that. You're bashing me because I haven't changed. You know, there are many people, maybe you listening to me, you became a friend of this ministry, a part of this ministry, way back in 1986 when we began. Maybe you've noticed that too. I still believe in the same things I did then. I still believe in exposing evil, unmasking evil. I still believe Jesus is Lord. I still believe in the King James Bible. I still believe it's inerrant, without error. I still believe that we ought to stand for what's right and be courageous. And I'm not going to fear what the devil can do. I still love every word of the Bible. I'm old-fashioned. I'm just a old-fashioned idiot. That's what they say. That's okay. I like that. You know, I'd be worried if they said I changed every other day. Tex said that then, but now I have this. That bothered me tremendously. And by the way, it'd be a lie. You can get my old tapes, some of my tapes that I did 25 years ago, and they sound, when I'm talking about a religious thing, a Bible thing, it's the same thing. I don't change. Now, that doesn't mean I don't make changes in my life. Of course it does. Of course it doesn't. I mean, I study more. I read more. I investigate things. I discover things. And then I change those things. I've found a lot of history just totally fake. And I've become sort of a historical revisionist. No doubt about that. So you may have heard me say something about history 25 years ago, but I've changed it now because I've investigated more. Only a fool would never change in terms of history and such. But in terms of this Bible, and I've got one in my hand right now, in terms of what God says, I will never change because the Word of God is eternal. And there's no changing. There's no turning of God. Would you like to worship a God or have a God over you who changes his mind all the time? Now, there are conditions God sets. If you do this, I'll do this for you. But if you don't, I will not. Okay, that's a condition. But he's not going to change. And he's made promises to us. And you know what? God will keep every promise he has made. Now, when we return in just a minute, I'm going to have to take a little break. We always offer a book or video or something. But when we return, I'm going to tell you who they've chosen to be the presidential choice of the Republicans for 2012. And if Obama falters, who will be the choice of the Democrats? You will know who is the Illuminati's man or woman when we return. Stay with us. I'm Tex Morris, and you're listening to Power of Prophecy. Well, Tex Morris back here again. You know, my book, Conspiracy World, has really caused a lot of excitement. Maybe a little bit of anger. I don't know. By a few people that it exposes and unmask. 432 pages, large format. It's about the size of three regular books. That's why we asked $25 for it. It's a literal encyclopedia. The subtitle is called A Truth Teller's Compendium. That's a big fancy word I made up myself. Actually, I didn't make it up, but I just sort of picked it at random out of Webster's, because a compendium is like a collection of things, an encyclopedia of things. It's a truth teller's compendium of eye-opening revelations and forbidden knowledge. You're not supposed to know these things. You're not supposed to study and investigate what I've talked about in conspiracy world. I give you facts, names, dates, places in conspiracy world. It covers 117 different subjects. And you'll see amazing things. Things about everything from UFO aliens. UFOs, where do they come from? It'll tell you about that. To the truth about Vladimir Lenin. To the what you need to know about Hillary Clinton or Barack Obama. Is he a reincarnation of the Egyptian pharaoh? You'd be surprised what it says about that. In the book, Conspiracy World, an amazing book. And I'll tell you, it's right up with today's news, too. You've got to get this book, Conspiracy World. You know, we even started a website to go along with it. In addition to powerofprophecy.com, our regular website, we have an internet website called conspiracyworld.com. You can buy the book, Conspiracy World, on powerofprophecy.com. You can also order it from our ministry. It's $25, and believe me, it's worth every penny. $25, add $5 shipping and handling, a total of $30. In bookstores, it's $25. No, it's $30. So when you order from us, even shipping, you get it for the same price you pay in many bookstores. Total of $30, shipping included, Conspiracy World. By the way, I have a book coming out in a couple of months. I'm not going to give you an official date, but it'll probably be the 1st of January, called Conspiracy of the Six-Pointed Star. Conspiracy of the Six-Pointed Star. It's going to be a huge book, the same size as Conspiracy World, almost the same size as my previous best-selling books, Codex Magica and Mysterious Monuments. Conspiracy of the Six-Pointed Star. I can't tell you any more about it. They authors always say, you know, if you talk too much about what book you're working on, it sort of spooks things. I'm not very superstitious myself, but I want you to buy Conspiracy World. It's a great book, I promise you. I worked my heart out, as did all of our staff here. We worked so hard on these books to make them look good, read good, and have the truth in them. That's the most important thing of all, to contain truth. And sometimes it's unheralded, unknown truths, forbidden knowledge. Truth Teller's Compendium of Eye-Opening Revelations. It will open your eyes. Conspiracy World, total of $30 postpaid. Get it at powerofprophecy.com or write to us at Power of Prophecy, 1708 Patterson Road, Austin, Texas, 78733. Why do we call this ministry Power of Prophecy? Because the book of Revelation, the greatest book of prophecy ever in the annals of, well, heaven and mankind, I suppose, says that he that overcometh and keepeth my works unto the end, to him will I give power over the nations. Isn't that amazing? Overcomers. Power over the nations. And who is an overcomer? But he that believeth in the testimony of God's word, that Jesus shed his blood for us on the cross. That God is victorious. That God has already defeated the devil, and it's just a matter of time when his puny little carcass is hauled off to hell. I like that. Hey, Jerry. Jerry's my broadcast engineer. He also is the guy that does a great job doing our websites. Don't you like this? I like the sound of that. The puny, pitiful little carcass of Satan is someday going to be hauled down to hell. I was flipping channels the other night, and they were advertising from some movie. It was called Drag Me to Hell. I think it's the name of this. You know, they have these fiendish movies now. I don't even care to see them. You know, stuff about, oh my goodness, horror movies now. But I looked at that title, Drag Me to Hell, I think was the title of it. I said, who would want to see a movie called Drag Me to Hell? I don't know, but you know what? Maybe that's a good idea for a movie to come out like that. Because that's what's going to happen to the devil. His puny little carcass is going to be dragged to hell. I like saying that, by the way. I shouldn't. You know, why should we talk about the devil? Let's talk about God, the great things God is going to do. Forget about the puny, pitiful carcass of the devil. That's, you know. A lot of people, you know, I've always said, don't major on the devil. Major on God and minor on the devil. You like college? You have a major and a minor? Major on God, minor on the devil, and then you'll be a lot better off. A lot of people major on the devil. That's their problem. You know, your whole life is taken up with the devil. I like to major on God, and I like to expose the devil's works. But put that in perspective, which is the major, which is the minor. Okay, again, Conspiracy World. You can phone us toll-free during the work week, 1-800-234-9673, and say, hey, Tex, or Jerry, or Michelle, or Sandra, whoever answers. I need Conspiracy World. And I got 30 books by my credit card, Visa, MasterCard, Discover. I want it. Our phone number again, 1-800-234-9673. Or send $30, put a little note in it and say, hey, Tex, here's cash or a check or money order. Send me Conspiracy World. And you know what? By the next day or two, we'll get it to you. I don't like that allow 6 weeks for delivery. What? We're not going to take 6 weeks to deliver it. We're going to get it out within a couple of days because you are important. We give you service here. We believe in you. We love to serve you. No one will work at Power of Prophecy Ministries who does not want to serve you. They do. They just like to take care of you. And if you call ordering something, you know what I'm talking about. You don't get that a lot of places, but we do here. Many, many years ago, Jerry, about, oh, I don't know, been 15 or 20 years, maybe 20 years ago, we had a couple of employees. They were just sort of snotty to people. Man, they were out of here. I told them, go work somewhere else. You know, I don't know what's wrong with you, but I'll tell you something. A Christian is a cheerful person. A Christian knows what's going to happen at the end of the world. A Christian knows they're saved. A Christian knows we've got our wonderful Lord. Why should you be unhappy? And why should you be snotty to people? The Bible says if you don't have love for the brethren, you're not of him. If you don't love God's people, you're not one of them. That's the way I feel about it. And I tell you, everybody that meets me out on the road, you know, at conferences or something, they all say, Tex, why are you always smiling? Well, why shouldn't I be smiling? I'm not fearful of the devil. I'm not any fearmonger. I'm here to tell people, we're going to expose you, devil, and we're going to win. Because our Jesus won. So there you are. So anyway. All right, let's return to our regular program now. We're talking about the Illuminati's choice for 2012. And let me give you his name right up front. It is Newt Gingrich. Newt Gingrich has been chosen as the Republican Party's nominee for president. They may change their mind, but he's the man. And that's why he's constantly, the former House Speaker, Newt Gingrich, is constantly in the news. He's on television. He's one of those talking heads every other day. He's on one or another with Sean Hannity or Bill O'Reilly or Glenn Beck. They're giving him a lot of money as a Fox contributor. And they've set him up in these foundations. He has some foundation. He says, I want to teach people about the foundations of our Constitution and American history. What a liar. And now he has made a movie that Catholics are going to just love. Yeah, he's made a movie. He has a movie company called the Gingrich Movie Company or something. And he made a movie about the life of Pope John Paul II. Makes me want to cry thinking about it. That great Pope. And Newt Gingrich has made a movie about him. Oh, it's making me cry. I'm tearing up thinking about the life of John Paul II. Oh, boy. Well, he's a conservative. He's a traditional Republican. Isn't he? Well, he was not as House Speaker. He was just like all the rest of them. Now, first of all, you know, I'm not going to talk about a man's personal life, but first of all, he's working on his third wife. His first wife, now listen to this. This tells you the character of a man. His first wife, she contracted cancer. When she was laying on her hospital bed, being diagnosed with cancer, Newt Gingrich comes in to see her. Her husband, Congressman Newt Gingrich. Did he sit by her, hold her hand, and console her? Not quite. He did sit down by her, and he says, I've got some bad news for you. I've decided to get a divorce. He told his wife he was divorcing her while she's laying in the hospital bed with cancer. That's a historical fact. So he married his second wife then. You see, he was having an affair with her while his wife had cancer. And he divorced his wife who had cancer and married number two. But she wouldn't quite enough, I guess. He wore her out or she wore him out. I don't know which. But he had this young, good-looking, little sexy thing that worked as his on his staff in his House Speaker's office. And you know, while Bill Clinton was having his affair with Monica Lewinsky in the White House, Gingrich was having his little affair in the House Speaker's office with a pretty little thing that worked there. Basically, she was getting paid to lay with him. Well, a little bit hypocritical for Newt Gingrich to vote for the impeachment of Bill Clinton when he was doing the same thing. So it ended with him divorcing his second wife and marrying the young pretty thing, who is now his wife. He's got his third wife there, Newt Gingrich does. And the Illuminati want him to be president. I'm going to tell you why. Kurt Nimmo is a very excellent writer. He writes for Infowars.com. Back on April 23rd, 2010, he wrote about Gingrich. And he told the truth. He said this. He said, in no sense is Newt Gingrich a conservative or even a traditional Republican. He was a fellow, that means a member, at the neocon criminal organization, the Bohemian Grove. He is a Zionist warmonger. He rubbed elbows at the Grove with occultists and male prostitutes. He is a demonstrated liar. Hey, well, Kurt, would you please just tell us what you really do believe? I mean, don't mince words here. No, I'm just kidding. Kurt's a good guy. He told the truth about Gingrich. They're all saying he's a wonderful traditional Republican. They're a bunch of liars. You know they are. Now, how do I know that? I want to prove it to you that he's a liar. Well, all you have to do is go to a book that I've got in my library. It's entitled Creating a New Civilization. Now, Gingrich, Newt Gingrich, who is a Freemason, who is a member of the Bohemian Grove, who recently was keynote speaker at the Opus Dei, that's the secret Catholic group. It's a secret society of mostly made up of Catholic multimillionaires. Newt Gingrich was a keynote speaker there. That's where he unveiled his new movie on the life and times of Pope John Paul II. I'm sorry, but I'm going to stop and tear up just a little bit more again. I'm crying about that. Just to think about that wonderful Pope. Okay, back to this book, though, Creating a New Civilization. It's a book that came out several years ago. You can still order it at bookstores. The authors are Alvin and Heidi Toffler, T-O-F-F-L-E-R. People who are big readers may remember number one New York Times bestseller entitled Future Shock, written in the 70s by Alvin Toffler. He's a Jewish communist. Did you hear what I just said? He is a Jewish communist. He and his wife Heidi, and they wrote a book called Creating a New Civilization. The subtitle is The Politics of the Third Wave. Ooh. The third wave is coming, they say. We're going to have a new civilization, whether you're ready for it or not. A new civilization, and we want to help create it. It's anti-American book. It's pro-communist. Now, who do you think would write a foreword for a book like that and recommend it and promote it? Who would do such a thing? I know a man. His last name is spelt G-I-N-G-R-I-C-H, Newt Gingrich, right on the front cover there. It says, foreword by Newt Gingrich. He backs this book. He promotes this book. He wants to create a new civilization. He said he agrees with Alvin and Heidi Toffler. He wants this third wave to hit America. Now, I want to tell you what the third wave is, and this is not my opinion. I want to give you the principles, the third wave principles. You heard about the Third Reich of Hitler. You know about the Communist Revolution in the Soviet Union. Now, what about the Communist Revolution in America? Obama's pushing it on us, but Gingrich has a plan. Obama has kept his plan hidden, but Gingrich and the Tofflers, these communist Jews, have already outlined their plan for America. And yet this man is being promoted by Rush Limbaugh, Sean Hannity, Laura Ingraham, Bill O'Reilly, as a great conservative Republican. So what is this sinister Illuminati volume creating new civilization, this third wave that's planned for America? What are they planning for your future and mine? What does Newt Gingrich want to see? Now, he's claiming that he loves our great country. And he loves the Catholic Church. Did you know he converted to Roman Catholicism? He was a Southern Baptist. But they've decided they want to make sure they can get the Catholic vote. You know, people don't appreciate, they don't respect Protestants anymore, Baptists. People are down on them. They're like Jerry Falwell. Ooh, they're down on the Baptist. But Catholics, they're sort of uppity on. You know, with all of these pedophile, child-raping Catholic priests out there, and then Newt Gingrich goes and converts to Roman Catholicism. Oh, yes, you get the point. Why do you think he was at the Opus Dei meeting recently? That's right. He was at Opus Dei, New York City, their headquarters. By the way, their building is made of red brick on purpose, the Red House. The commie reds of Opus Dei Catholicism, multimillionaires meeting in secret around the world, and they met not too long ago. They had their annual convention, the Opus Dei. You know, the guy Dan Brown who wrote the book, what was it, Da Vinci Code and Angels and Demons, he believes Opus Dei is the secret society that runs the world. I don't believe that, but, you know, they're certainly not good people. And they invited Newt Gingrich to come, and they gave him a big award. But he wasn't the only one. They invited George W. Bush, former president, and they gave him an award. He was at the Opus Dei meeting. And in exchange, showing how thrilled and enthused he was that Opus Dei has embraced and endorsed him, Newt Gingrich showed him the new movie he has made, the documentary on the life of... Jerry, I'm sorry. I'm going to have to stop and cry just again. Pope John Paul II, that great man. Whew. Okay, all that being said about Gingrich, convert to Roman Catholicism, promoting the Pope, going down to the Bohemian Grove with all the homosexual weirdos down there, shaking hands, doing dirty things with them out in the woods, the Bohemian Grove Forest, 50 miles out of San Francisco. You know what kind of people they got in San Francisco? Whew. By the way, he's also a member of the World Future Society. Its logo looks mysteriously like a circle of three sixes. 666, the World Future Society. Gingrich is a member of that group. But let's get back to creating a new civilization. I want to read to you from the book endorsed, promoted by Newt Gingrich. By the way, Newt, that's sort of a form of lizard, isn't it? Yeah, that's what I thought. He's a lizard, chameleon. Foreword by Newt Gingrich. Foreword, he wrote the foreword. I'm not going to write a foreword for a book I don't agree with, friends. No. I'm going to have to agree with it. I've written a number of forewords for people. They must have a lot of courage to ask me to write the foreword for it. But anyway, they did. And I agreed with their books. The time is what this book, then this is what it says now. This is the book by the Tofflers. Gingrich wrote the endorsement. Now you tell me, because I want to know, do you agree with this book? Here's what it says. The time has come for the next great step forward in American politics. It is not a matter of Democrats versus Republicans or of left and right, but something more significant, a clear distinction between rear guard politicians who wish to preserve or restore an unworkable past and those who are ready to transition into what we call a third wave information age society. In other words, here's the distinction now. On one hand, you've got people who want to return to the past to restore America to what it used to be. That's the old rear guard, the old fuddy-duddies, you know, the Tex Marses. Jerry, you're one of them too. He's up there smiling. He knows he's one. You're one of those rear guard fuddy-duddies, Jerry. I've got your number, boy. Look, he's admitted, Jerry Barrett, who's my engineer, he's admitting it. You're opposed to Newt Gingrich. You're opposed to the third wave, the new civilization. Jerry, how dare you? I do like Jerry, though. I do like him. You know what? I think I may be just like you, Jerry. I'm scared now. As they say here in Texas, I'm scared. I like Jerry. I like what he believes in. I believe what he believes in, too. I'm not for creating a new civilization. I want to restore America. I'm part of the rear guard. Excuse me, the rear guard, who are led by God. Okay. A new civilization is emerging in our lives, wrote the Toffers and Gingrich. And blind men everywhere are trying to suppress it. Jerry, you're a blind man. You folks out there listening, you're a blind man. You want to restore America to its greatness. You want to restore the Constitution. You are the rear guard. You're fighting the new way, the third wave, the new civilization of Gingrich and Toffers. How dare you? Shame on you. This new civilization brings with it new family styles. Oh, yeah. Homos. Woo. And on. Changed ways. But Obama said change. A new economy. Oh, yes. 25% unemployment. New political conflicts. You got that right. And altered consciousness. They'd like to alter your consciousness, Jerry. Listener, did you hear me? They want to alter your consciousness. Give you a new economy, new family style, change ways, new political conflicts. Says humanity faces a quantum leap forward. This is the meaning of the third wave. This is what we call the revolutionary premise. They're revolutionaries. The revolutionary premise liberates our intellect and our will. That's right out of Nietzsche. That's right out of Karl Marx. That's right out of Vladimir Lenin. That's right out of Barack Obama. Oh, I'm sorry, I got carried away there. The revolutionary premise liberates our intellect and will. That's what the communists, I've got Moses Hess, Bakunin, all of the commie philosophers early in the 20th century. This is what they taught. And here it comes out now in a modern book by the Toffers and Gingrich. But it's more than that. Listen to this. Third wave, that's what they're after. Now they're going to tell you what the old thing is. The old stuff they want to get rid of. They say nationalism is first wave. That's old fashioned stuff. They don't like that. Nationalism, the love of your own country, that's outmoded. That's antiquated first wave. Instead of nationalism, we want globalization of business and finance. We want advancing third world economies. We shall routinely puncture the national sovereignty the nationalists hold so dear. They're going to puncture. That means knock a hole in the national sovereignty of the United States of America. End American sovereignty. We're going to routinely puncture the national sovereignty the nationalists hold so dear. Jerry, you're a nationalist and you know it. You're America first. That's your great sin, according to Gingrich. I admit it. I'm a sinner too. It's okay. You're not too bad, Jerry. He's over there laughing. I am too, these people that put this out. And you know what? All this has been hidden from the American people. Who but Tex Mars has the guts to come out and say, look at these commies. Look at Newt Gingrich. Look at Fox News. They claim to be traditional Republicans. Balderdash. Poppycock. They're not. And now listen, here's their plan. As economies, now think of our economy now, everything in turmoil. Everything changing in our economy. And that was their plan. Listen to this. As economies are transformed by the third wave, they are compelled to surrender part of their sovereignty. That's what they're telling us now. George Soros says, America, do not resist the new world order. Barack Obama says, I want to see a new world order. George Herbert Walker Bush went to the United Nations and said, our plan is for a new world order. Now listen to this. This sounds so, I'm really going to cry. I'm going to tear up over the next one. Listen to what this book says. It says, poets and intellectuals of third wave states will sing the virtues of a borderless world, a world without borders, and planetary consciousness. A world without borders, a borderless world. Jerry, don't throw up in our office, please. Do not throw. I think he's going to vomit hearing this stuff. Jerry's a real American. I have to say that. July 4th, he wants a day off. Fortunately, we have a holiday here, July 4th. So it's okay. The third wave will change all the culture, values, and morality. It will bring in more diverse religious belief systems. But listen to this. Gingrich wrote the foreword to this book. Listen to this. The Constitution of the United States needs to be reconsidered and altered to create a whole new structure of government. Alter, change the Constitution to create a whole new structure of government. It says, building a third wave civilization on the wreckage of second wave institutions involves the design of new, more appropriate political structures. Isn't that what Obama's doing now? We're getting all kind of new political structures. There are all kind of new bills in Congress. They're changing everything. They've given the Federal Reserve Board even more power. Ron Paul wants to abolish it. They're giving it more power. And then finally, the system that served us so well in the past must in its turn die and be replaced. That's Gingrich's goal. That's what the Rothschilds and the Illuminati want. That's what Fox News is really about. That's what Glenn Beck really wants. That's what Bill O'Reilly is after. That's what Rush Limbaugh. They're all part of this system. And it goes beyond, they're right in one way. It's beyond Democrat and Republican. It's third wave. Friends, you and I are old wave. We're first wave. We're second wave. We believe in restoring America. We believe in God and country. We believe in doing what's right to our fellow man. We believe that we need to have borders. Every country has to have borders. You are second wave. You are first wave. And this is a system that must die and be replaced, says Gingrich and the Tofflers. Our 200-plus year constitutional history will have to go. Why is Texmore the only man exposing Gingrich in this? Now, I talk about this. I have a whole chapter on it in my book, Circle of Intrigue. You got to get Circle of Intrigue. You've got to know what Newt Gingrich's plan is. Now, I told you I'd tell you what would happen if Obama falters. He's doing what they want now. He's got us Obamacare. He's helping to set up a new world political and financial system. But if he doesn't make it, if he can't do the job for them, they'll put Hillary in. She's there waiting. Secretary of State. She's an option. She's there. And if Gingrich is exposed, they'll put in Palin or Romney or Cantor or Huckabee or maybe Rick Perry, the Bilderberger from Texas. Who knows? It's possible. But for now, Gingrich is the man. You're going to be hearing more about him. You're going to be seeing more about him. He wants to be president. They want him to be president. Sarah Palin will become the new female Jerry Falwell. She's beloved by the Judaizers, the Zionists, the warmongers, the conservative Christian women. Bless their hearts. They're just so confused and mixed up. They really think that Glenn Beck and Sarah Palin are patriots. Goodness gracious. Newt Gingrich, he's been selected, and he may be elected in 2012. This is Tex Mars. You've been listening to Power of Prophecy. Been great being with you. I hope you'll go on my website, powerofprophecy.com. Keep up with the things that are going on in the world through our website and right here on this shortwave radio station or on our internet radio program or on the American Voice Network. Tune in each week and discover the power of prophecy.